Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for my sister. Glory to God, Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is so good. In the midst of everything that goes on, Holy Spirit, glory to God. Ah, the power of his anointing, the peace, the joy of the Lord. Oh, and thank God for glory to God. Ah, blessing women and that love Jesus and all about the kingdom. Praise God. Help us one to another. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem, to this service tonight, to Divine Connection prayer line. Thank the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. In his presence is fullness of joy. Thank God that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bless him and glorify him. We're not going to make no excuses or give no place to the enemy. We just want to thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. Our glory to God that we can uplift your name. We can pray, intercede, stand in the gap. Thank you, Lord, as we come in your presence today, ask for forgiveness for every offense. Our glory to God against your word. Thank you, Lord God, for Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for peace. Thank God for this prayer line. Thank God for divine connection. Thank God for the women of God and the men of God, hallelujah, that come every week. Glory to God. Determined, hallelujah, to be in his presence, to fulfill the obligation of being on duty to do what God called us to do, to pray and intercede. And thank God for the word, too, as well. You are a mighty God, an awesome, phenomenal God. Without you, Lord God, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. I appreciate you, Jesus. I bless you. I thank you for the power of your word, the power of your anointing. Thank God for, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the lead, the guide. Hallelujah, the comforter, the paraclete. Thank God for the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-blessed one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough. Thank God, glory to God, from Jehovah Mechabeth, the God, hallelujah, that sanctified. Thank God for Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Thank God for Jehovah Salomon. God, hallelujah, glory to God of peace. And thank you, Lord God, the peace you said you give us to us, not as the world gives. Thank you, Lord, you can give us peace. Ah, cool, baby. You let them know. In the midst of our storms, early and durable. If only we trust and believe, then we can receive. Hallelujah. In obedience to your word, we thank you. Hey, God, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. There is none like thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah. For being our healer. Hallelujah. Our deliverer. Our burden bearer. Our glory. Our strong tower. Hallelujah. The more than enough God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am that I am. Alpha and Omega. Thank you, Lord, for the beginning and the end. You know all things. Hallelujah. Even now, for the beginning of time, to the end of time, everything that goes on, we have victory. If only we can be steadfast in the word and obedience to trust you. Hallelujah. Because we win, but we got to be there to endure, to be able to stand fast and hold fast. God, I pray and thank you for the power of healing. Healing, glory to God, is in your wings. You sent your word to heal. By your stripes, we were healed. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, God, for those that are healing spiritually, naturally, and physically. Those that need a Savior, that need a deliverer, that need, glory to God, counseling. Those, glory to God, that come to know you as the true and living God, the Messiah. Thank God for you being there, hallelujah, in the midst of every situation, because you said you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, that we can call upon you. Go boldly to the throne of grace, obtain mercy. We don't have to cover no bullocks or glory, got no doves or nothing. We can just go straight, hallelujah, to the throne in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that opportunity. Thank you for that mercy. Thank you for that grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, even in the midst of the dilemmas and things that go on, even when we err and miss you, God, I thank you for your mercy. Thank you that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father making intercessions on our behalf right now. Thank you for being our advocate. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer that you told us we can pray one for another, pray without ceasing. That we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Thank you, Lord God. We can speak a word and by faith, standing on it, glory to God, that it will come to pass. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The more and more that we stand on your word and trust and believe in your word, hallelujah, you will manifest yourself the more. God, teach us the more how to praise and magnify your name. Let us not take it for granted and not just come with our laundry list and just give me. What can you do for me, Lord? But help us to be in the mind frame. What can we do to serve him as being, hallelujah, his disciples, glory to God, being the salt of the earth and being on the right, being glory to God in a place that we can sit on, that we will be a light that's up on the hill, hallelujah, glory to God, that man may see that our God, hallelujah, still saving, still delivering, still encouraging, still making ways, still providing, still glory to God, moving on to the half, still glory to God, bringing families and glory to God and delivering people out of darkness and changing minds and changing hearts. And God, we thank you. God, we thank you, Lord God, for as we pray for those that are have dementia, glory to God, that they have minds, glory to God, that are having mental challenges, and those, glory to God, that are going through in their heart, God, they were heartbroken and being, glory to God, ostracized, criticized, and God, just don't know which direction to go. We come against that foul spirit of the enemy with the lies and the glory to God, the seat that he come up with. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of the enemy that come against hearts, glory to God, that are not only just broken spiritually, hallelujah, but we're praying, glory to God, for those that really have heart trouble too as well in the physical, and those that are going through with cancer. We curse and cancel that spirit in the name of Jesus. We know, glory to God, you're a healer. We pray for those, glory to God, that are having problems in the name of Jesus, glory to God, with sugar diabetes and arthritis and bursitis and all kind of aches and pains in the body, the crippling disease. We come against, glory to God, the spirit that will come, glory to God, against those that with strokes, having an attack on that for healing. We pray for those that are going through with gout. My God, in the name of Jesus, lung conditions, different respiratory problems, things that are going on in that digestive system, the things that the enemy is coming up against them in the ENT, glory to God. God, all the ear, nose, and throat. God, and even cataracts and all kinds of other things trying to cause blindness and blindness. We're over to God for healing with that. For the enemy that's coming against the brain with tumors and all kind of other tumors and other things coming against the body. We command it to be dissolved and be eradicated right now. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing and delivering. Hallelujah. With so many other sickness and disease and different kinds of ailments, we come against the spirit in the name of Jesus that will cause, glory to God, generational curses too as well be cursed, but glory to God, those with blood diseases as well. Anything you can think about in the name of Jesus that the enemy has come up against contrary to what God's word has already said, even the attack on the wombs of the babies, glory to God, in the womb we plead the blood of Jesus. Glory to God, all kinds of birth defects and things that are happening. God, you are healing the liver, and even as they come here, the enemy, glory to God, attack. God, you are healing. You can turn it all around as well in Jesus' name. We pray, glory to God, hallelujah, for your anointing. To destroy these yokes and for the prayer and for the faith, glory to God, that we will have. Praying for the body of Christ and the awakened in the name of Jesus with so many choices out there that the enemy is luring them off, glory to God, in different directions away from what God has said after they gave their life to the Lord and been filled with the Holy Spirit, and those things, glory to God, are still enticing them with the flesh, glory to God, and not so much as sex all the time, but the flesh of lusting after this and lusting after that, and glory to God, caught up, glory to God, with prestige and power struggles and jealousy and envy and sowing discords and busybody. We cancel that assignment and pray for an awakening that we'll remember who the real devil is, how to do the enemy is, and what to come against him and fight that and not one another, because it's not about flesh and blood. Spiritual wickedness, principalities, glory to God, things that the enemy is using, how to do to manipulate. Even this time, glory to God, through the Halloween time, the witches and warlocks and all kinds of satanic forces been setting up traps and snares and plots all throughout the year.
here to even come to this time to even release even more satanic voices and things and manipulation. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Ah, glory to God from that. And we pray that the body of Christ and glory to God, their desires for to be able to participate and want to name it something else so that way they still can be on the same day, same time. Oh, it's the devil in the name of Jesus. But God, we are praying mostly for the powers of the wickedness that has been loosed out on the land in the name of Jesus, that the body of Christ and people want to succumb to it and recognize the truth of what the enemy is doing on an everyday basis, where they have a special time they want to sit out, glory to God, different forces, but all year long, every day, with this murdering demon, and glory to God, and this mass killing, the blood of Jesus, and the ones, glory to God, who just feel like no remorse, no care whatsoever, every day, day and night, to kill over here, to kill over there, to kill over there, to kill over there. God, help us never get to the point, glory to God, that it has come normal and natural, that you told us to pray and pray without ceasing, to bind and to loose and curse and cancel all what things are going to happen. Lord, if we don't pray, it'll be all up in our house, all everywhere, glory. We'll be tossed to and fro and don't know where to go, but the devil is a liar. We know who we are and whose we are, and we know, glory, you say, cast all those cares upon you, and you told us to take the authority that you've given us to bind and loose. When it may look like nothing's going on, it is, because you are not a God that you should lie, your hand not too short, and you can't deliver, and you're omnipotent, I'm not present, but you said in your word, acts, and it shall be given, seek, we shall find, knocking the door shall be open. But it's on condition, we can't be covenant breakers, we got to be covenant keepers. God, help us like never before to pray and pray without ceasing. Pray for deliverance, pray for salvation to come, pray for understanding, taking out of hearts of stone, putting in hearts of flesh. God, we are praying, glory to God, for those, glory to God, hallelujah, they don't know the part of their sins that they'll be an awakening. We pray for those, glory to God, a prison bound that meet, glory to God, not only spiritual prison bound, but in a natural prison, that they can have freedom in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And those that have been wrong can be, glory to God, you can turn it around and you can restore. God, we're praying for truth to come to the table. We're praying for those, glory to God, that are hungry and need food and clothing and shelter, that are out on the streets where the economy has changed and things, wars and, glory to God, things of the with the earthquakes and storms and fires and flooding, hallelujah, have caused some to be out on the streets and lose their homes and no place to go and whatever. God, but we know you're a healer and a restorer and a deliverer. God, we are praying our people that are saved and unsaved are in the same dilemma in the name of Jesus. But God, we know as you, we pray for all, but we know as believers, glory to God, we have an inside track and we just stand fast and hold on to your word and pray and seek your face. Hallelujah. Keep the faith in obedience. God, we know you will move quickly on our behalf. We're thanking you, Lord God, for touching. Help us to appreciate, glory, every day. Glory to God, the food, the clothing. Just because you don't have a steak today and glory to God, you know, and you're eating chicken or eating hot dogs or just beans or rice, this too should pass. But even we have that, help us to be thankful. How about the people that don't have it at all? And glory to God, eating out of trash can or either out there picking up whatever they can find, glory to God, just to eat. And those, glory to God, they're in these extreme, glory to God, places, glory to God, where they have all kinds of stuff happening that they don't even have this, glory to God. I don't even know what it's like to be able to have food just to throw away because I don't like it. I don't like it. Oh, glory to God. It wasn't what I wanted. Oh, God, hallelujah. When it was that pandemic, whoever thought toilet paper would have been a high commodity or something special, glory to God, to have. Oh, Lord, help us, glory to God, like never before, to never take things for granted that you provide for us. And like glory to God, your servant said, I believe it was David, glory to God, he's been young now, old, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his feet breaking bread. Help us to know to appreciate, glory to God, whether you give us, glory to God, the bread, glory to God, and we have water, and we have, glory to God, this, that, and the other, and when we do have the abundance and overflow, be like Paul, glory to God, whether we're being content, whatever state, when it's the abundance or when it's, glory to God, shortest, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that glory to God, knowing that you still yet have a plan, and glory to God, that plan is good, not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless you, glory to God, because you've given us a future, and you know, glory to God, we have to learn how to trust you when we can't trace you and appreciate you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and not about the stuff, the things. God, as we learn to seek first the kingdom of God and all this right and everything else will be added. Thank you, Lord God. Help us learn how to not lean to the left or the right. Hallelujah. But stand on your word and on your promise. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the promises. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, glory to God, for there is none like thee, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Cover all of our children under the blood as well. pillars, our church family, and ourselves are the two every day, day and night, all glory on the highways, the waterways, the airways, wherever it might be, on the train, the bus, just riding on the road, glory to God, and sitting up in our homes with all the evil that's going on. Thank you for those angels every day. Thank you, Lord God, that we'll not walk in fear, but in faith, because you have not given us the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word. Hallelujah. On the, even last night, Lord, I ask for the power of the anointing for those young women in the name of Jesus. Standing on the promises of the Lord in every situation. Hallelujah. Whether it's healing or glory, knowing, Lord, where our faith is, and glory to God, being able to stand, glory to God, and whatever. You keep on proving yourself, even in the testimonies. We thank you, Lord, for such a glory to God. Lord, Sister Rachel and Pastor Sims. God bless them and bring increase in their lives, glory, the anointing of the spiritual thing as well as the natural. We bless you, glory to God. We thank you again, hallelujah, for the women of God on this line as well as our brother in the name of Jesus for all that you've done and doing and use them for your glory. Thank you again for the prophets. God, we love you tonight. We continue to pray, hallelujah, one for another. Thank you, glory, for praying for our elderly, glory to God. Mother Kadir, glory to God. Mother Elise and Mother Friedman and glory to Mother Kent, the ladies of the 90s. They're not in the year of the 90s, but they're in their 90s, working their way to the 100s in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for our Mother Alexander, too, at 87. Glory to God, but she mingled in like she's 50. But we bless God for all glory to God and all our women, the men and women of God around the globe and the pastors and leaders that are walking and being obedient to the Spirit of God. God, that they stay on the wall and being transparent. Strengthen them in the areas they may be weak, God, and encourage them. And the ones that are backslidden and those that are compromising, God, I pray for conviction and, God, pray repentance and I pray, glory, out a change of heart and change of mind and pray a loosening of the enemy from them as we bind him up and cast on his assignment, God, and for us to strive like never before, to stay focused in the midst of all our trials and tribulations. You told us what would happen in these last days and what going on, but God, help us to hold fast the faith. We pray for Pastor Betty as well. We love you today. We glorify you. God, and we pray, glory to God, for our children and our grandchildren and ones that are being challenged right now in so many different ways that the enemy is trying to take their life, trying to take their destiny, trying to take their strength, trying to take their minds, trying to cause them to do so many devious and error, all crazy things, and other ones that are striving with all they know how to want to get the education, they want to get the what make it in school and whatever, and things trying to take them off track and try to introduce drugs and alcohol and illicit sex and cause them to be out there gangbanging and feeling lost and suicidal. I curse and cancel your works, devil, in the name of Jesus. We loose you from your assignment. We take authority and bind you up in the name of Jesus. We come against that devious spirit, glory to God, that spirit, glory to God, that have them just feeling like, glory to whatever, then got became numb and hopeless. And so that means the enemy will manipulate their minds even the more. They don't care and concern about nobody else. The blood of Jesus. Some, when they come to themselves, they still get, glory to God, and just like they're in a daze, and other ones, glory to God, you'll see like what you look possessed, and that other ones, glory to God, they can't believe what they just did because they're under the influence of the devil in the name of Jesus. God, we got to pray more, stand more, hallelujah, as being a light, and speak when God give us to speak, do when God tell us to do. God, we pray one for another, some of the hurting believers too that are going through in their homes or with their children, or children going through with their parents, or others, glory to God, going through in their church, and other ones going through in their neighbors, others going through on their jobs. God, as we pray one for another, when he cast these cares and concerns and pray, glory to God, for deliverance. We love you tonight. I thank you so much, and I bless you tonight, and I give you glory because you are an awesome God, a phenomenal God, and we thank you so much for the power of your word and your promises. God, help us to be the light and the vessels that you're calling for in these last days. Help us in our weakness that we become strong in you, keeping the whole armor on and using these weapons that you gave us, and tear down every stronghold, every thought, every thing that the enemy uses to exalt itself in our minds against you or your knowledge and your truth, glory to God, and we bring it down in captivity and obedience and stand on the promise of the Lord and still remember to give you praise and thanks every day, even in the midst of the trial, because if we believe your word, we can be able to, glory to God, give glory to you in the valley, on the mountaintop, because you said you never leave us. You got a plan. Help us to, glory, I trust you, glory to God, because you're faithful to all that you do. We need to be faithful. We love you today. We bind up Satan, all of the cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, everything that he set up, glory, be eradicated, dismantled, glory to God. uprooted and sent back to the dry place in which they came. And we call back life. We call back strength and courage and encouragement and peace and wisdom and knowledge and strength, glory to God, to continue to stand. Oh, glory, I obey your word and trust you, glory, when we can't trace you. Thank you, Jesus. We love you and we glorify your holy name. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We pray now, glory to God. I don't know why my sister Rachel just dropped off somebody else. But anyway, Mother Willette, glory to God. Mother Alexander, praise God. Mother McCormick, praise you, Jesus. Those in that order, and bless the Lord, praise God. Oh, thank God. Now, anybody that dropped off, we just pray the Lord bless and check back in. If not, we thanking God for that who is on the line that will carry out the assignment of God. That my error at that time, but for those 10 minutes, but God is faithful. So we thank God for those that are on the line. Amen. And the guest that's there, too. So at this time, we're going to see Mother, glory to God. We'll let then glory to God, Mother Alexander, and also Mother McCormick. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. I'm just in appreciation, Lord God, for you being the true and living God, the faithful Father God, the God that loves us so much. Hallelujah, that you have not left us alone because you promised that you would always be with us. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the I am that I am. Glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you, Lord God, are concerned about every concern, Lord God, that we face on today. I thank you, Lord God, that nothing that's going on in the earth today has taken you by surprise. Glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you want us to live and not die. You want us to be well and whole and safe. Glory be to God. I thank you that you want our needs met, nothing missing nor broken in our lives. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that since you are for us, you are more than the whole wide world against us. Let me say, Heavenly Father, I ask you to have mercy upon our souls, and I ask you, Lord God, this evening, Lord God, if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, we ask you to forgive us. Lord God, I pray in Christ Jesus' name that you look upon us this evening, Heavenly Father, and forgive all of us, Lord God, for anything that we may have done that is not pleasing to you. We ask you, Lord God, to have mercy and forgive us for any sins, known or unknown, any transgressions, any iniquities, any trespasses, any grudges, or any unforgiveness that may be in our heart, because I don't want anything to get in the way of you answering the prayers, because people are in need of help on today in Jesus' name. So I ask you, Lord God, as David said, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit on the inside of us. Even if we thought something that was not pleasing, we cast it down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask you for forgiveness, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, hallelujah, glory be to God. And I praise you. I thank you for the Lord Jesus. Jesus, I honor you. I worship you. I thank you for yet sitting at the right hand of Heavenly Father, even making intercession for us. Glory be to God. Thank you for your sacrifice. Glory be to God. It was not in vain on me, Lord God. I appreciate what you did that I might live. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I ask you this evening, Heavenly Father, to have mercy. And I touch and agree with my sister, Minister BJ, with the prayers and all of those that she's lifted up, Lord God, and all the concerns. I pray, oh, Father God, a special prayer tonight in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, against these hate crimes. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, for those that are maybe sick and shut in, those that may be in, Lord God, the hospitals or nursing homes or psychiatric facilities. And Lord God, you know, Lord God, the condition, those situations that's in people's lives that needs special help on tonight. Somebody's going to cancer treatment every week. They may be going to dialysis every week. They may be suffering with some, Lord God, blood disorders, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, someone's had to have surgery, Lord God, and need recovery from that, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, this evening to let your anointed word, praise God, hallelujah. I pray in Christ Jesus' name that you will let your, hallelujah, anointing break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. Oh, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I ask you this evening, hallelujah, to release, hallelujah, your supernatural, miracle-working, healing power, because somebody's suffering right now. Someone's gone to the emergency room because they need help, Heavenly Father. And I ask that your anointing, hallelujah, which is the sword of the Spirit, Lord God, will go forth and be released in that person's life, in that person's body. I ask you, Father God, to give the doctors, the health care, and medical staff, give them knowledge, Lord God, of what to do and how to properly diagnose each case in Christ Jesus' name. And I pray against, Lord God, this trying to gouge money from, Lord God, insurances and governmental agencies just trying to make more money. We ask you, Lord God, to look upon those people and let them know that you're going to deal. You're going to righteously recompense, Lord God, them for their behavior in Jesus' name. But I ask you, Lord God, to please, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, be with those. Someone's had a stroke, Lord God, and except you, Lord God, release your supernatural healing power, they will not recover from it. So I ask you, Lord God, to help them. I thank you, Lord God, for saving lives because someone had a seizure and it did not take them out. Thank you, Lord God. And we pray for those, Lord God, that may be suffering, Lord God. Lord God, with other ailments, they may have circulation. We pray that you, Lord God, heal these blood clots in the body. We pray that you open up the airway. I pray for those who are having respiratory issues, bronchitis, Lord God, sinuses issues, Lord God, whatever it might be, we ask you, Lord God, to release your supernatural miracle work and healing power in their bodies. Open up their airways. Hallelujah. Because, Lord God, the last time I checked, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And if we need something, you've got it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are our good shepherd. We shall not want, in Jesus' name. So I pray, Father God, for those, Lord God. I pray for that person who may have incontinence. I pray for restoration in their life. I pray, Lord God, and I speak no aneurysms, no heart attacks, no strokes in Christ Jesus' name. And I do pray, and Lord God, I say again, I pray for that day that you wipe cancer off the planet Earth and we don't have to deal with that ever again in Jesus' name, nor any of these sicknesses in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for those that have been suffering with COVID again in Christ Jesus, or some who still have long-term effects from COVID. We ask you for a great deliverance, and we thank you that you hear our prayers. You hear the cries, and we're interceding on those behalf, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray special prayer for our leaders and those in positions of authority. They need a lot of help, Lord God. We need wise counsel. We need people that's willing to listen, Lord God, to what thus saith, hallelujah, what is right in Jesus' name. Lord God, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for our presidents, Lord God, vice president, those in, Lord God, governmental agencies. We pray against injustice, Lord God. We pray for, Lord God, our Supreme Court decisions. We lift up our nation. We pray for America. And God, remember, Lord God, the nation of Israel. In the name of Jesus, you see all of this horrendous issues that's happening, Lord God, this displacement and this destruction of their nation, Father God. We pray in Christ Jesus' name, Lord God, that you deal with that devil that's causing and bring about all this hate and and killing in Jesus' name. You deal with that devil, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, oh Lord God, for the body of Christ and especially the leadership. I pray for the apostles and the prophets. I pray, God, hallelujah, and I know, Father, that you are still speaking. I often say, God is speaking. Is anybody listening, Heavenly Father? But I pray as you speak to your man or woman servant, I pray that you speak a word and that they get it to the leadership in these nations. And Lord God, now if they don't obey, you deal with that person in leadership as you see fit, Father God. And I pray even for, Lord God, the voting that's going to be coming up. I pray, Lord God, that people will choose wisely, Lord God, and you give us wisdom on who we need to select in Jesus' name. But we pray that people are willing, those in leadership are willing to listen to wise counsel, because you don't appreciate people that's not willing to want to try to do what's right. And, Father, we pray that our president and those in positions of authority who can make laws and who help even other countries that are going through devastations with these wars, Israel, Ukraine, others, Lord God, and they're assisting in one way or another. But, Lord God, we don't want them to, we don't want to be in a way aiding the enemy. We want to help people that need help in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for making us a great nation where we can be of assistance to others as well as of our own country. In Jesus' name, we lift up our pastors and your evangelists and your teachers, Father God. We pray, oh God, for the body of Christ. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. Your word says that judgment is going to begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at the house of God, where shall the sinner appear? So it's time, hallelujah, Lord God, to examine ourselves and make sure we're not being judgmental. We're not looking at someone else and looking down on them. If we look down, help us to have enough sense to realize we may have been in that situation. It's time for us to help somebody and lift them up in Jesus' name. Father, we honor you on today. We bless you. We praise you. I pray, oh, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you have mercy upon, Lord God, our nation, and help us, Lord God. We bind up right now in Christ Jesus' name these distractions. Because I realize, and it's one thing that just come to me, all these things are going on to keep us off focus, to keep us from even hearing from you. But I pray, Father God, that we let nothing distract us in such a way, Lord God, that we're not going to hear your voice. I pray that you speak and that we are willing to hear and obey you in Jesus' name. So I bind up distractions, deceptions, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I come against, Lord God, this demon of immorality. Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus against the demon of rebellion and disobedience today. In Christ Jesus' name. And Lord God, you see all this unnecessary, Lord God, tragic murdering and things like that. And I ask you, Lord God, to get a hold. Oh, Lord God, get a hold of these individuals who think that they have a right to take someone's life and they did not give life to that person. So, Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, I bless you right now. I praise you. I thank you so much for such a blessed homegoing service, Lord God, a homecoming service this past weekend. You were just wonderful, Father. You blessed, hallelujah, because your presence was there. Hallelujah. You were in the worship, Lord God. You had the preacher to preach a rhema word. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was a message for today. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, I thank you again, hallelujah, for what you've given us, Lord God. And I just wanted to say, hallelujah, what that one thing that just caught my attention when that preacher preached Psalms 11:3, he said, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? What a question. Glory be to God. What a message. So I thank and praise you, and I thank and praise God for other, for all that you've done, hallelujah, for the wonderful fellowship and people not looking down on each other, and Lord God, beginning to be kind to each person in Jesus' name. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask just a special prayer, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask you, Heavenly Father, that you would destroy, hallelujah, any assignments, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ, any works, hallelujah, that the enemy may have secretly plotted, Lord God, any traps, any schemes, I ask you to completely annihilate these things, because the enemy is trying to do things, Lord God, to interfere with your divine purpose, plan, and will for all of our lives. So I pray in Christ Jesus, every plot, every scheme, every assignment that he has tried to secretly plot on behalf of someone, I ask that it is completely annihilated in Jesus' name, and it come to naught in Christ Jesus' name. Glory be to God. I ask you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will pull down, hallelujah, and destroy any demonic strongholds, any vain imaginations, and every high thought that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. I pray that you bring every thought captive to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ according to your word. Praise God, in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. I ask you to destroy, hallelujah, because of this Halloween season, I ask you to destroy every demonic spell, every witchcraft spell, every voodoo spell, every black magic spell, every white magic spell, every side effect of each, Lord God, of these things in the name of Jesus, destroyed in Christ Jesus, and let it not bring any harm to anyone in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I render null and void that is wicked in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, that parents will police up their children and realize it's time to choose sides, to choose God, and not give any place to the enemy in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, I just love you on today. I bless you, Lord God. So much more to pray about, so many to pray about. But I ask you, Lord God, that you know about those, Lord God, that we have in our heart. Brother Beard, Lord God, that's suffering with stage 4 cancer. I pray for him. I pray for my friend Jeanette, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who, Lord God, who opt not to have the heart transplant, but she's had some swelling. And, Lord God, you, praise God, let her, Lord God, yet be here, Lord God, because her life belongs to you. Praying for Sister Sheila Hemingway, Lord God. She was having some trouble, Lord God, and had reflux surgery, and they had some problems there. So, Father God, so many more we can lift up tonight. We just put our children in your hand. I heard that. Touch and agree with Minister BJ. Remember those that need special help, our babies, Lord God, our children in school. Some are getting ready to prepare for college, and they're trying to make a good score on the SAT test. I pray that the Holy Spirit would give them the knowledge that they need, Lord God, to make a good score. But I pray, Father God, most of all, that we look, hallelujah, and I pray that we desire clean hands and a pure heart, Lord God. And we pray, oh, Father God, for each person that's on this prayer line tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you are for us and you keep us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you for grace and mercy, Lord God. Bless your people on tonight. Meet all of their needs according to your riches and glory. Have mercy on our children, Lord God, those that are wayward, those that have not yet fully committed their lives to you. We pray that they'll see that it is time to turn their lives over to you. And, Lord God, we just love you. Thank you that you care about us, you're concerned about us, and you're working situations out for our good. I honor you today. I bless you, and I give your name the praise. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We love you. In Jesus' name, I pray for the woman of God, Minister BJ, and her entire family. Lord God, I pray that things are easy for her and that, Lord God, is not a struggle, Lord God, for her to accomplish some of the things that she really want to do in life. In Jesus' name, I pray, oh God, that you meet her need, heal her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. In Christ Jesus' name, may all of her needs be met. And I pray for each one of my sisters and, Lord God, the brother in Christ Jesus' name. I pray for those that are visiting on this line. I pray, Lord God, that as we continue to walk by faith, as we continue to trust in your word, Lord God, and begin to say something about our situations, your Holy Spirit will bring it to pass. We thank you, we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah to your holy name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you so much, Heavenly Father. as I read a few scriptures in Psalms 95, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is great God and a great King above all God. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Glory be to God. Father God, we know you are all and all that we need, Lord God. We know that without you we have nothing, Heavenly Father. As we come today, Lord Jesus, to thank you and to praise your holy name, Heavenly Father, because we know you is a God that answers prayer, and you is a God that hears each cry, Lord. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. Father God, you hear each voice and you know each one. No tears can fool you, Lord God. You know each and every one of our tears. So when we cry out to you, Heavenly Father, you hear us. And you know who is crying? And you hear us. No matter how many is shouting, you know one by one. You know our voices. And Lord, we come today, Lord, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters, families, Lord, those we know and those we don't know, Lord. We're standing in the gap for them because we are on your prayer line, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the pastor of the prayer line, Lord God, that you gave us this gift to stand faithful on the prayer line. So, Lord God, we come before you every Monday night, just standing in the gap for our families of brothers and sisters, those we know, those we don't know. We thanking you to Heavenly Father for being so good to us, Lord. Because it's not been for you, Heavenly Father, where would we be? You wake us up in the morning time, Lord. You keep us through the daytime. During the nighttime, you stay with us. Your word tell you never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, that you's with us every step of the way. And Lord, you see everything that is going on here on earth. Nothing is hidden from you, Father God. You know it all. But your word tell us if we pray. So that let us know, Lord, nothing is too hard for the Lord to do. And Lord, you see every area that's going on here in this earth. Everything. But Lord, we standing in the gap, Father God. And we claiming the victory because you gave us victory, Lord God. And your word tell us, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. You gave us the power, the dominion, and the authority here on earth, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we binding up the works of the enemy that come against our sons and daughters right now. We binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father, you gave us that authority, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. The authority was given to us by you, Father God. And you said it, Lord, we believe it, Father God. We pray for our grandchildren or great-grands, Lord God. You see the situation, Father God. But we know your word tell us, Lord, if we pray. We know your word gave us the power and the dominion to bind and loose. And Lord, we come against that foul spirit that come against our grands and great-grands right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. Loose the mind. Loose. Right now in Jesus' name. For Lord God, you gave us authority over this foul spirit that tried to attach itself to our grands or great-grands, Lord God. And Lord, we bind up everything that is not for them that come against them. Right now, we bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, we claim victory, Lord God. Lord, we pray for those that is having trouble with the heart. Oh, God, trouble with the mind. But we know your word said, Lord God, if we pray. So, Lord, we praying for brothers and sisters that are going through situation like that, Lord God. And we command that foul spirit to loose them right now in the name of Jesus. We send that spirit back to the pit of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. And Lord, give them strength, Lord God, to rise up and do the things that you have them to do, Lord. Because we know that our brothers and sisters, you gave them power and authority here on earth. And we know you gave them works to do, Lord God. So we ask you, Reverend the Father, touch the body and touch the mind right now, Lord. Touch, Reverend the Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see all that is going on, Lord. Nothing is hidden from you. We pray, Lord God, for our brothers and sisters overseas that are going through these wars and tribulation, Lord. But, Lord, you tell us that rumors and war is going to come. So, Lord God, we stand in faithful and doing what you gave us to do because you tell us if we pray, Lord God. And we pray that our brothers and sisters, Lord, that are going through this situation, Lord, we continue to call on you, Lord God, to stand before you day and night, Lord God, because you're a God that answers prayer. And nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. If you said it, Lord, we must stand faithful, Lord. Strengthen the mind of our sisters and brothers, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord God. Let them remember that you gave them a sound mind, Lord. Strengthen, Father God. Bind up this sickness and disease that so quickly come against them. Because we know your promises tell us, Father God, if we pray. And your promises tell us all, the Father, to act. You didn't tell us come fall in a throne. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Because you are the God that created all things. Nothing is too hard for you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching the body of them, Lord. We thank you for bringing healing in the bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know your promises don't fail us. Help us to stand strong on your word, Lord God. Help us to remember that you gave us dominion here on earth, Lord God. Help us to trust faithful and stand boldly in the promises, Lord God. Knowing that there is no other way for us. You are the only way for us, Father God. So as we come as one on the prayer line, Lord God, pulling down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Casting these things back to the pit of hell where they belong in the name of Jesus. That it has no authority over our sons and daughters. It has no dominion in our grands and great-grands. It has no authority, Lord. And we're standing on the promises, Heavenly Father. For we know you're a God that answers prayer, Lord God. And we know you can change anything, Heavenly Father. So we stand faithful in the name of Jesus, claiming a change for the better, Lord God. A change in our grands and great-grands, Father God. A change in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because your word tells us, Lord, ask and believe when we ask, you receive. So we know that you're a God that hear cry, Lord God. And we know nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we claim that, Lord Jesus, that you keep a hedge around our grounds. Oh, God, you see them, Father God, you see them. But we know that you hear cry, Lord Jesus. And we know you answer prayer, Lord Jesus. For it's only your word, Heavenly Father, that we have to stand faithful on your word, Lord God. Because your word don't fail us, Lord. Help us to continue to stand, Father God. Help us to continue to stand faithful, Lord God. Continue to keep the head of the prayer line strong. Lord God, you know our heart. You know exactly what is going on. But we also know, Lord God, that your word tells us, if we pray, Lord God, nothing is impossible for you to do, Lord God. And we know you can turn anything around, Lord. Nothing is impossible for you. So, Lord God, we ask you, Father God, grant her the desire of her heart at this time, Lord Jesus. Grant her the desire of her heart. Because, Lord, you see all, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you this moment. We thank you for being the Lord of our life. We thank you for being a God that we can always cry out to, Lord, because you hear every one of us. None of us is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you for grace and mercy in our life. God, touch Sister Theodora, Lord. We know that no sickness, no disease, nothing can stop you, Heavenly Father. And so we ask you, Lord God, to bring our comfort, Lord. Strength in our heart, Lord God. Strength in our, Lord God. Let us know that nothing is too hard for you, Father. Nothing is too hard for you. So, Lord, we just want to thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God. Thank God for each and every one that have already prayed on tonight. I touch and agree with each and every one in the name of Jesus. I just love to read this scripture on Matthew 11:28. I think it's 28:30, I think it is. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So I just come on tonight, touch and agree with my sisters. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day, God, that we have never seen before. Realizing, God, there's nothing so great or good as I've done, but it's your mercy, God, that you have yet, Lord, gave me the chance to say thank you, Jesus, again. Thank you for breathing on me this morning, God. Thank you, Lord God, for being able to get up out of the bed and being able to walk and be able to do the things that I did on today, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's nobody but you, Lord God. And Father God, I pray right now, God, as I touch and agree with all my sisters that have already prayed on the line on tonight, I touch and agree on all the things that's going on tonight with the different situation that's going on with people, Lord God, and going through people killing one and killing people. And every time you turn around there, it's one state after another. Somebody is shooting and doing different foolish things, Lord God. We like my Mother Edison said, we just bind up the devil right now in the name of Jesus, because the devil, he is a liar. He has no authority over the people. And so, God, we bind up these spirits that's just going around, and even all these kind of different spirits that's going around, and are hating spirits, are upset spirits, and jealous spirits. There's just so much kind of different spirits. They're just out. And then when you think about it, here they coming around with a Halloween thing, and God, we just pray. We just pray right now, God, before tomorrow even comes. We know that you said that tomorrow you will take care of tomorrow. But God, we pray right now, God, for the situation or things on tomorrow, Lord God, that this will have set aside for this Halloween thing. We ask you to look down on the young people, and even though the old people, Lord God, we ask you to put a hedge and an angel around homes as people go up to homes on tomorrow, as they go to different place gathering and giving out candy. And God, we pray for the candy and the whatever they give out to the young people or to the older people, for the little babies, that it won't be nothing that will hurt or harm anybody, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord, for this situation in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know, God, that you see and you know all things, and we know you the only one that can put your loving arms around us and protect them, Lord God. When some don't know no bell, and some do know bell, and God, when the prince maybe know bell, and they still want the kids because they want to do this little Halloween thing, they still want them still go out and do this stuff. So God, we just pray for the little minds of the babies, and just pray for them all, God, as they walk up and down the highway, God. down the streets, God. We ask you to pull a shield around them and that cars will recognize them as they're walking down the street on tomorrow, Lord God, and even as they go to a place to eat, Father. We just pray for the whole entire world on tomorrow. We don't know what way they may go tomorrow, even going to a party or whatever like that, God. Whatever it may be, God, we put it in your hands because you're the only one that can work out these situations. So we just thank you, Lord God, in advance. We just thank you for covering them with your blood right now. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord. And we pray, Lord God, for the truck drivers, God. And I keep seeing where truck drivers don't have a place to go to do what they have to do. Even their trucks is all downside of the road when people are out driving. And they are drive a little while, and they have to stop because they may have passed their driving place where they need a rest, but then they get a little further down and they may get tired and they may not even have a bed or something in their place. And then again, they could, but they just have to stop and rest. So, God, I pray for these men because of the situation or thing that's going on now that these truck drivers are bringing different stuff into the country for us to be able to have. They bring all this food in. They bring all this stuff in, and that's the only way we get our food and all our different stuff that we need is by these truck drivers driving them. And, God, I pray for them that you will give them the strength, that you will work situation out, that there will be a place somehow, some way, that they will be able to have a place to park their trucks and all this kind of stuff. Even for the doctors, Lord God, I pray for doctors. I pray for nurses, Lord God. And I ask you to look on them too, in your name, Jesus. You're the only one that can touch all these people, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you'll go into a hospital and look down on those that are sick in their body on tonight, because there's so many are going through sickness and so many going through different things. But we thank you, Lord God. We thank you because we know, God, what the word of God said. We can come to you when we're weary and when we're going through problems and situations. We can come to you. And you said in your word, let us not be weary and well-doing because we'll reap if we faint not. So, God, help us to learn how to trust you and lean not to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge you. I thank you, Lord God, for the women on last night and they was teaching the word. They was speaking the word last night. I enjoyed it so much. I had to get off the line, but I enjoyed it so much, and I thank God, and I pray that God will continue to bless them the more. And I just thank God for what he's doing in the midst on the prayer line for each and every one of us, because we've been on here for a long time. And I pray, Lord God, that we get on here like we get on here. We get on here to pray. We don't get on here to just be saying words. We don't get on here just to be talking. We get on here to pray for somebody, because there's a lot of people probably be on this line. They probably don't even say anything. And see, we just don't never know. But we pray, Lord God, that one day they will open up and they will say something. And if they don't, if they get the word, that's all in good. So we thank you, Lord God, as we bring the word forward and we pray for them. We pray for everybody that's on this line on tonight. And we ask you, Father God, to keep us all, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. He came that we have life and that more abundantly. He came that we could be able to have that joy, that unspeakable joy. He came to be able to give us salvation that we can live and we can have peace and joy. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to be have the strength to go through the things that we need to go through, that how we can be able to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, I thank you on tonight, Lord. I give glory and honor to you, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole. I just pray for the sick and afflicted everywhere, Lord God, because so many are going through. You said, God, you sent your word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. And you said in your word, God, you said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we have to rejoice, even though we get up sometimes, and we might be feeling down and out, we might be feeling this way or that way, but we can just rejoice in it. time, in the midst of the situation. And as we begin to give God the glory, begin to put on our praise music, begin to put on a word that we can hear the word, God would be able to help us. I just thank God for Jesus Christ. I just thank you, God, for your son Jesus that shed that blood. I just like to always encourage people. I just like to always let people know that God is able. God is able to work all things out for our good. And I just give glory and honor to you because he told us also in the word of God, he said in Corinthians 10 and 4, he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God putting down the stronghold. And sometimes things try to attack us. Sometimes things try to move on us. And we have to learn how to cast down those imaginations when they try to come into our mind and our thoughts. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole. I pray for our young people tonight, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you will keep an angel over them, keep their mind, Lord God, as they go through life journey, as they go through situations, knowing Heavenly Father, we get ready to go. The kids get ready to get out for Thanksgiving after a while and Christmas. And so, God, I pray for them. I ask you to shield and protect them too, Lord. Keep them, Lord God, because they are so precious. So many kids are so precious, Lord God. They are so precious. And there's so many things that they desire to do, so many things they want to do in life. And, God, as they go places sometimes, we know sometimes they might be in a place that things happen, but they're not intention, maybe want to be there. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would keep them, Lord God. Just keep your angels around your people, Lord God. And we love you, God. We love you because we know, God, that you love us. You because we know, God, that you sent your son, God, in the world. You said, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, God, we just thank you. You said, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, we just give it all to you tonight. And we pray, Lord, for the whole entire world. We pray, Lord God, for this water, God. We yet pray for the water that we need. I was listening where they were talking about some water in the county here. I said, Lord God, just touch us right now, Lord God, that we would be able, Lord God, to have that drinking water, to be able to have clean water and be able to have good water to drink, as well as the living water in the inside of us, because we need that living water in the inside of us, that spiritual water. We need that spiritual water in us to be able to bubble up in the inside, that it would be able to break these yokes and these things that try to hinder us. So, God, we just want to thank you right now, God. We glorify your name, God, because we know, God, that your word also tells us by your stripes that we are healed, and we're not a people trying to get healed, but we are already healed. So we love you and we appreciate you. We pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors again. Pastor Hubbard, continue to bless her and keep her. Continue to go with her and stand by her. We ask you to look down on Prophet Bird and Apostle Bird. We ask you to look on both of them. Minister Willett, God, we pray for her and her family. We pray for Mother Alexandra. We pray for Pastor Stem. We ask you to look on her, Sister Rachel and Laura. We ask you to look on them. We ask you to look on all the other ones, Sister Minister Brother. We ask you to look on Brother Black. Like, Lord God, just look on all the prayer warriors that be on the line. I may not have called all of them names, but you know who they are, and you know what they need and what they stand in the need of. And so, God, I pray right now that you continue to bless my family, continue to bless my daughter as she go forward with the surgery, what she have to go through next month. That you'll continue to be with her because we know it's already worked out because you did it for one time, you'll do it again. So we thank you, Lord God, for the blessed plan. All those that might be getting ready to go for surgery, or those that might be going through some sickness or whatever, that you are healing their body, you are strengthening them, you are taking them through, and the things that they might be going through, encourage their mind and let them know, God, that the battle belongs to you, Lord God. And so, God, help them to learn how to cast those cares on you. For you cared for, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Since I wasn't planning to call you right now, but since you said something, I'll go ahead and have Brother Black. I'll open the line for you for later. Sorry about that. Go ahead and have Brother Black, Lord, and Sister Alicia, and then as the prophets have the Lord bless, have her to pray or speak a word if the Lord say the same. I know. So before she take a trip, we want to hear from her. So right now, Minister Black, you go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I touch and agree with all those beautiful prayers, my God. I know, you know, God is love. He is truly love. No matter what we've been through up till this day, we're still standing. We're still standing in the love of God. We're still standing boldly by faith. It's because of his grace and mercy. Beloved, love not the world, neither the things in the world. For if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father abides forever. You don't have to slay a lamb anymore. You don't have to put no blood on the door. Somebody's taken the place of the Lamb. He is the great I Am. You don't have to place no blood on the door. You don't have to slay no lamb anymore. Somebody's taken the place of the Lamb. He is the great I Am. Amen. Father, we just thank you right now because you are love. You are the final propitiation. Hallelujah. You was the down payment. You was the ram in the bush. You was the sacrifice. You was the lamb that was led to the slaughter. You never opened up your mouth. You never said a mumbling word, but you came to do the will of the Father, God. Hallelujah. You despised shame. You stayed on the cross. Hallelujah. Ignoring the naysayers. But at the end, you said, it is finished. You said, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me. And we thank you. You made a way. You were that scapegoat. God, we bless you, God. We appreciate you, honor you, and adore you. Nobody like you, and there's none like you. You are high and exalted, and your train fills the temple, God. We worship you right now, God. It's all about you. Nothing that was made without you. Everything exists because of you. All sufficient one else should die. My God. We just lift up our matriarchs and our patriarchs, God. All over the globe, God. Wherever they may be. Hospice. Hospitals. Independent living. Convalescent homes. They may be home. Some may be shut in. Some may be going through surgeries. Some may be coming out of surgeries. But we ask you to touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet and restore the joy, Lord, that has already been in them, God. Kindle their fire. Send ministers by, God. Send family members by. Let them know that they're not forsaken, God. They're your children, God. Your friends, your people, our matriarchs and patriarchs, our family, God. We're one body, God, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up the homeless, the ones that don't have any food, God, the youth, our babies all over the globe, God. The ones who's not educated, want to go to school, the ones that are incarcerated, God. The ones that are not saved, God, work a miracle in every one of their lives, God. You can do it all at the same time. We know it, but we thank you for it, God. You are the miracle worker, miracle working power. God, we lift up Israel, all the nations, wars all over the place, China, Taiwan, Russia, Ukraine, all those nations out there. God, Syria, Hezbollah, Hamas, Gaza, Iran, Lebanon, Israel. God, we will ask you to watch over Israel because enemies are coming against you and their brothers and sisters from the beginning. Even Samson, when he was with Delilah, he was still on the Gaza Strip way back then. Spiritual Israel, Samson, and the natural Gaza Strip, the Philistines that represented Ishmael. But Israel represented Isaac, the promise from the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters fighting still today. My God, Lord, we ask you to bless them all. Let your vengeance come. Our vengeance may be to hurt, harm, or destroy, kill somebody, but your vengeance saves souls. Bring people back to the first love. So we ask that your vengeance may come to light, God, in all their lives. Oh, hallelujah, God. We lift up the leader of this prayer line, God. And all the prayer warriors, all the ones that come on may not ever have a word to say anything. And sometimes they may. Ask you to bless them. Bless their husbands, wives, children, siblings, parents, God. Grands, great-grands. Nieces and nephews, God. The family tree, God. Salvation even to the third and fourth generations, even unto the thousands. Generation. We speak light in the darkness. We speak life over death. We speak blessings over curses. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, fill every place where they are, God. Let your Shekinah fill that place, God. Let there be a shift in the atmosphere, God. Let your glory be felt and seen, God. Let minds change. Let hearts be changed, God. And let souls say yes to your will and your way, receiving you as Lord and Savior. Oh, Holy Spirit, draw them to the cross as Jesus draws them to the Father. Hallelujah, God. We lift up the nations, God. We all need you, God. Lord, we pray for our enemies right now. We speak salvation to them, to the third and fourth generation. The whole household be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, baptized. We speak life-changing words in the midst of bondage. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak freedom. Command the enemy to loose their hold in every area of their lives. Debt, curses, we're not under the curse, but we're Jesus. And if we're Jesus, then we're the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise of everything in the word of God is yes and amen as long as we follow his way. Father, we just thank you now, God. We lift up the military and armed forces, God. We have more than enough because there be more with us than against us. Open their eyes, Father. Let your angels govern and lead this thing. We don't know what we're doing, but with you, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So you be the captain and commander of this ship. For you're a God of a breakthrough. We bless the fivefold ministries, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, God. Hallelujah, God. Kindle their fire, God. Bring them to a higher height and a deeper depth. Bring them to another level in you, Father. Enlarge their territories. Bless your whole household. We draw a bloodline around the perimeter of their houses and everything that they own, everywhere they go. We claim the victory in the name of Jesus. Every worship center, every prayer line, every essential worker from the scientists to the volunteers, God. We lift up our judicial system, the judges, our legislative system, the lawyers, and our executive system, God, the president and the vice president. We lift up all three branches to you, God. Lord, that you'll lead and guide them, that they'll submit their lives to you. They'll surrender to you, God. We lift them up because you said obey those that are in authority over you. And not only that, but pray for them. But if they're doing right, we obey them because you said, but we don't follow them if they're doing wrong and cause us to sin. So we thank you for giving us that wisdom, God, and understanding. Oh, hallelujah, moved by your spirit. We lift up the ones that are sick, God, that are suffering, that are diseased, infirmities, weaknesses. Ones can't get out of bed, God. Ones that are in hospitals, God. Hallelujah, God. Some may want to go to church and can't make it. Some may not have a ride. But, God, you can work it out in everybody's life, and we trust you on that. Give them their heart's desire. Because when we get closer to you, our desires become your desires. What do you want me to do? How can I be a blessing to you today? Not my will, but thy will be done. I want to bring you joy because you already gave me joy. I want to stretch my faith and please you. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Oh, God, that I'll surrender, we'll surrender more and more to you each and every day. But we know you lead us and guide us. You are our commander-in-chief. You are master. You're our rabbi. You're our heavenly father. You lead us and guide us. We're your sheep, and you're our great shepherd. And we thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Look, I just want to thank and praise you, Lord God, for this day, our life, our health, our strength. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy. Asking, Lord God, to forgive me, God, for anything I said or done wrong or didn't do that was pleasing to your sight. Praying, Lord God, that you will give me the words on what to pray on tonight. Lord God, you said, when you know not what to pray, the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. And Lord, others have said there's so many things to pray for with the gun violence, God, that's taking place. Constantly just even hearing or reading about the different things in all the different places across the United States, God. America shouldn't be the great country of the world, maybe the youngest, but the leader. Lord God, we shouldn't be living in this form or this fashion, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I pray, God, for our politicians, Lord God. Lord God, they have the power in their hands, Lord God, to pass laws and put things in place, Lord God, that will be protect, God, the people of America in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that they get out of the way, God, for the lives, God, of the American people. Lord God, that they stop trying to be just getting rich, Lord God, off of the lobbyists, Lord God, just getting money and filling their coffers and trying to do what's best for them, but not looking at overall what's best for the United States. I thank you, Lord God, for some, God, who have seen the light, that realize that even though they went against the banning of assault weapons, military-grade weapons, that now that it's come to their front door, now that they have seen the people lost, the children lost in their state, Lord God, in their city, now they understand why it's so important to have these bans in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, even though lives had to be lost in the midst of it, I do pray, God, that they stick to what they said, that they're going to continue to fight now for the banning of these weapons. I pray, Lord God, that the American people, God, that their eyes be open in the name of Jesus to see, God, what this is doing, God, to our country, what it's doing to our neighborhoods, what it is doing to our children. Lord God, that they're having to fight every day of trying to stay alive just to go and learn, just so they can be able to have a future, and having to listen and pay attention to warning signs all around them and being afraid, Lord God, if they're going to be able to make it home. But yet our politicians, they got police all around them, and they have the security of the police force or the Capitol Police guiding them and keeping them protected. They get to go in and out of work with the protective, can't think of what it's called, not the stiff, but the metal protectors, oh God, to let them know if someone is trying to bring a gun or not. They can't even bring a gun or a knife or any type of weapon on the floor in which they where they work. But yet we can just freely have guns all over the place and in our school system, and even some having the nerve enough to say that some teachers need to have guns. God, open their eyes. Let the people, God, be able to really see the truth of really what's happening and what's going on in the name of Jesus. It's great to be able to have rights, but some things, oh God, that we're just taking it too far in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm praying, God, for all of those, God, who lost parents, God, who lost siblings, who lost friends, Lord God, other family members, God, that lost loved ones, God, throughout this time. I pray, Lord God, that you just comfort their hearts. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you comfort the heart of us, Lord God, who are having to hear this news, and our hearts are heavy, God, for just knowing, God, what they're having to go through. And then we're constantly having to be praying for our children and constantly having to make sure that they know where all the exit signs are, knowing how to, you know, what to do to escape in the name of Jesus. Just even the other day, I had to come up with a safe word for our own family in the name of Jesus, and have come up for us to come up with a safe word for our own family because of how crazy things are in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I pray, God, for our government right now. I pray, God, for the people, God, again, as I said before, that elect folks in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm praying, God, as brother was saying, for all the wars, God, that are taking place all around the country, all, you know, in different parts of the world, Lord God, I pray, God, that you, God, will bless in these situations in the name of Jesus. God, you know what is right and you know what is wrong, Lord God. You are God that sits high, but you look low in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I'm praying, Lord God, that you see and look into these situations, God, and bring peace in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, God, that even as your word says that you are the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, who does not faint, nor do you grow weary, and your understanding is unsearchable. God, we may not understand what is going on or taking place, oh God, but you know what's happening. You know why it's happening. You know that it was going to happen before it even happened in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I'm praying, God, that you move in the midst of these storms, God, in the midst of these situations, God, and you bring peace. I pray, God, that you put a hedge of protection, Lord God, around your people. Lord God, I'm praying, God, whether they're Israelis or they're Palestinians, God, you said that you love, you know, your children, the Israelites, oh God, to whom your first love in the name of Jesus. But you also extended your love to the Gentiles in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I'm praying for all of your children right now in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying, God, for the innocent, Lord God, for those, God, that are being lost in the midst of all of this. Lord God, you said, God, to follow men as they follow Christ. So, Lord God, as we stand, as we say we stand with Israel, but, Lord God, let's also understand, God, is the leader standing for Israel? Is the leader doing what's right as well, God? There's rules of engagement that's supposed to take place as well. So, Lord God, as we come against the terrorists, Lord God, that is coming up against Israel, we're praying, Lord God, that Israel will also move in your power in the name of Jesus. God, they move in wisdom, Lord God. They move in humanitarian as well in the name of Jesus, oh God, because there are also rules of engagement that we also need to take place and that needs to take place as well. God, we ask God for a hedge of protection. Give them wisdom, God, and what to do and how to do about it, go about it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, so that way your people, God, aren't looked upon and end up growing up more terrorists, Lord God, because of the way that they treated and did certain things in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, in the same time, God, I'm praying, God, that Israel will come out of this, Lord God, on top in the name of Jesus, God. So I'm praying, God, for the wisdom, God, of NATO, of our president, Lord God, of Netanyahu, whatever how you say his name. I may not always agree with everything that he does or he says, but like I said earlier, whether if someone is going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, that don't mean that we got to follow. That's basically my mindset in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, I pray right now he is the leader of Israel, God, that you give him wisdom on what to do and how to do in Jesus' name, Lord God, so that everyone, God, will be able to come through this thing in the way that it should in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for as we, as others have said, God, that we're coming up against Halloween right now. Lord God, you are the greater power. We all know all what the witches and the warlocks and all of what they're trying to do in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, I'm praying, God, as the saints come together, not just the ones on this phone, but ones all over the world, God, and interceding and praying, Lord God, that we, Lord God, be able to come together and cast down all those spirits in the name of Jesus, that they will not cause any additional oppression or depression against our children, ourselves in the name of Jesus, the body of Christ. Lord God, that praying against God even further, as others were praying, murders and this, that, and the other, God, which I don't even understand. We say that we want to go against murderers and killers and put them in prison, and even some of them saying capital punishment in the name of Jesus, but then we choose a day where we want to dress up like them and we want to celebrate them. Just like bitter and sweet water coming out of the same fountain, it can't be. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that you open their eyes even in that. Yes, having candy is good, but go to the store and buy you a Kit Kat or something in the name of Jesus. You ain't got to go and do all of this other foolishness. I pray, God, that you just give us wisdom, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I just turn this back over to the others. So, God, as they begin to pray or whatever word, God, that you may have to come out of the spirit of the prophet in the name of Jesus for the body of Christ, bless her ears right now and her spirit, man, God, that she can be able to hear. And anyone else, Lord God, that needs to speak a word in the name of Jesus, God, we speak blood covering over all of our children as we go to work to and fro in the name of Jesus, God, as our family members, God, like the others were saying, whether we know them or not, friends, God, I pray, God, for protection in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, as I continue on about to leave now to get on the highway, Lord God, that you continue to protect me as well, God, that I arrive home safely. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing my husband home safely in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, Lord God, that you continue, God, to build the family unit, God, all over in Jesus' name. Lord God, let us not get so caught up in our own thing and everything else that we got going on in the stress, especially us as parents, Lord God, trying right now with inflation and everything else that's taking place, getting caught up in the bills and trying to make sure that we're the provider and paying the bills and making sure that, you know, there's food on the table and there's gas in the car and all of these different things. But then we forgot to make sure that we feed into our children in the name of Jesus, that we nourish them and that we give them, God, what they need, God. It's not always about the quantity of time, but the quality of time as well. But we do also need to put in some quantity as well. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that you bless us as parents, especially young parents or parents, God, of young children. Lord God, that we see and recognize those things as well. I come against condemnation spirit, God, even against our own selves, God, trying to figure out, am I a good mother? Am I a good parent? Am I the minister that God has called me to be? Am I being able to do what God has just, I wish I would have listened or paid attention more when the Holy Spirit was talking. Lord God, yeah, those things may have taken place, those things may have happened, but then we need to dust ourselves off and get up in the name of Jesus and be able to hear now what you're saying. Be able to follow directions now for what you're saying in the name of Jesus. So, God, we give you the honor, the glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Did Prophet Berg off the line? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me double.
I'm on.
Oh, we're trying to find out whether you're have prayer or a word for the body.
if you just hold out until tomorrow, everything will be all right if you just keep your faith and never ever doubt him. Everything will be all right.
Hold out. I just hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, just be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. I know that there are a lot of things going on, and sometimes when we see it, we get troubled, we get caught up. But God is saying to his church, he's saying to the body of Christ, he don't want us to be dismayed. He wants us to keep our focus and keep our eyes on the prize. For these things are going to happen. But we got to know the reason why he came. He came to set the captive free. And if God is for us, he's more than the whole world against us. I just want to read Isaiah 61. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. God call us trees of righteousness. And in these last days, we going to be that voice crying in the wilderness. I keep hearing that. But in everything that's going on, God don't want us to get caught up. He wants us to keep our focus and keep our eyes on him. Father, we do honor you and praise you this day. And we thank you for who you are. God, we thank you for all that you're doing. I know that you've heard the saints tonight, God, as they've cried out to you. I thank you, Father God, that you've heard their prayers. God, they prayed about children and all the shooting and all the stuff that's going on. And God, I know that you heard them. And because you heard them, dear God, we know that you're going to do the right thing. God, we know that there are things that we're going to go through. We know that there are things that we're going to face, but we know that you got this and you got us. So, Father God, in the midst of everything that's going on, help us to always look to the hill for which cometh all help and know that all help cometh from you. God, help us to know that you are in charge. You are still God. You still rule, and you still reign. And most of all, help us to be steadfast. Help us to be unmovable, dear God, in these last days, so that it will be somebody that the people can run to, Father God, who can pray and stand up against the wiles of the devil. Because we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world. But God, we know that the victory is ours. We already know, Father God, that your church is going to stand. We already know, Father God, our position and where we are to stand steadfast. We know that the prayers of the righteous, God, availeth much. We're not coming off the wall, dear God. We're going to stand on that wall, Father God, and we're going to be that voice in these last times. I thank you that divine connection, dear God, is part of that end-time remnant that you got in place, God, who's going to pray without ceasing, who's going to stand in the gap, God, for those that need help, even for those that don't know that they need you now. So, God, I pray for each one that's on this line tonight. I pray for those, Father God, that got something going on in their families, Father God. Help them not to be disheartened. Help them to know that this too shall pass. It's just a glitch. It's just something that the devil is throwing in to try to get their focus and to get their attention. But help them to know, God, that Satan is afraid of them, dear God. And help them not to compromise, but to stand and keep their focus. I bless each household now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they have everything they need, nothing broken, nothing missing, Jehovah Jireh. God, we love you today because you first loved us. We love you, Father God, because you are the creator of everything, Elohim. You are the creator of heaven and earth. And God, you made everything for yourself, dear God. So we ask in Jesus' name that you continue to keep us, bless us, watch over us, and protect us, dear God. But most of all, give us the strength to stand. Help us to know, Father God, that we are not in this alone. Help us to know that the Holy Spirit, that power, lives in us, Father God, for such a time as this. So, God, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. Thank you for Pastor BJ being on her post tonight. Thank you, God, for her standing in the gap and praying without ceasing. Thank you, Father God, that every need she has is met in you. Praying for her family now in Jesus' name, that they're all in place standing, hallelujah, in that place and position that you've given them in the power and your authority. So, God, we love you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We give honor and glory to God for all the prayers and also for the prophet, for that word that she's given from us, that God poured in her spirit to deposit in us, that we hear it, glory to God, and obey and be encouraged and be steadfast and keep looking to him as the author and the finish of our faith. He is an awesome, phenomenal, marvelous God. Amen. Ain't none, there's none like him. I thank God for the sincere prayers and the prayers, glory to God, of the righteous, how so many was on one accord from our children, like pastors say, on to the things that are going on, to the Halloween, to the things that are happening, praise God, in our nations and all around the globe and for the sickness, the pain and the suffering, all this. But we got to remember to keep casting all those cares back to the Lord and believe in him no matter what. As he said, this too shall pass. We got to have the faith to know that there's some opening the lines. Believe in God, glory to God, for great and mighty things yet to come as we continue to pray ye one for another. And hold on to the promises of the Lord and make sure that we spend time praising him as well as we make our requests known to him. We got to do what he said, too, starting off even just rejoicing in him and know that the glory to God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Okay. Oh, it's trying to just freeze up on me. Praise God. The majority of the lines are open. Anybody have any prayer requests? The lines are open. Amen. Bless God. Praise God for Pastor Burton, as we've been praying for every last night and every time we come on, and believe in God for her healing. Praise God for her surgery that's on the night, that we believe in God for great and mighty things. Thank God for those that have been interceding and calling her name up too. But at this time, anyone else that have a prayer request, we want you to make it known now.
Brother James, I was asked a prayer for my niece. Her name is Ikai. They found her passed out on the floor this morning before school, and my sister's at the hospital now. They're running tests on her, and they're trying to figure out why she passed out because she was unconscious whenever they tried to wake her up. And they finally got her awake and got her alert, so they took her to the hospital. But
yeah.
I'm asking for prayer for her.
Okay,
Ikai.
Praise God. Pastor Bergner, if you don't mind, you want to take that prayer request? Oh, praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, I bless you. She might have stepped away from the line. I hope I got all the lines open. Father, we thank you right now for James' niece in the name of Jesus, Ikai. God, we bind up every satanic, demonic force that come against our body and our life because you said by your stripes we will heal, and healing is in your wing. And anything the devil does contrary to God's will, we know, glory, it came from an evil force. So we pray, glory to God, that whatever this caused that problem, that God, you will reveal it unto the doctors in the name of Jesus, and pray that it will not be another issue that will come up or reoccurrence of it in Jesus' name. We pray, glory to God, for her heart. We pray, glory to God, for her respiratory. We pray for her butt line. We pray for every organ in her body that will function and operate according to God's word. So we thank you that you already sent your word out, and you sent your word out to heal, and you desire for her to be healed and whole and prosper and be in good health and so soul prosperous. So God, we come in agreement tonight that it will not, glory to God, the enemy will not have her life, and that we speak life to her and strength. We pray, glory to God, against any fears or anything that will come up, glory to God, with the parents or those that are in concern and for the family, God, that you would touch now. We stand in agreement tonight for God, for you to move in a miraculous way, that the report will come back, that, glory to God, the hand of God, how he moved in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, and we give glory and praise unto you in Jesus' name as we continue to speak life. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. I got a prayer request.
Okay.
I want you to pray for my leg. I don't know what happened to it, but my right knee and leg is swollen and stiff, and it's very painful. I know this is a trick of the enemy, but
yes.
Anyway, I want you to pray for my leg, pray for my sister, Rosa, who having dizziness and sinus problems, and also pray for us as we travel on Sunday to the Grand Canyon.
Yes, we've been keeping that up before the Lord already, yes. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll just go ahead and pray for all of those things at once. I'll give this to Mother Willette, and I'll pray for, glory to God, Rosa and her sinuses, glory to God, and dizziness, and you take the other two. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Rosa, for her sinus and her dizziness. We bind up Satan coming up against our body right now. We rebuke him in the name of Jesus, that the sinus will drain properly, but they also will drop and not be a problem. We come against any headaches, glory to God, any pressure, anything, glory, that causing the dizziness. We bind up her equilibrium, not any problems with that, in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke any vertigo to try to slip in. God, we are praying that you bless and touch your body in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, even in the midst, even in their truth, everything that the enemy is trying to plot, plan, and scheme, be eradicated in the name of Jesus. We speak health and wholeness to her, and this thing will not be a reoccurrence in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Mother, we'll let we go ahead and take the wonders for Pastor Bird's leg and for her knee and that swelling, and go over to God and for this trip, because the devil is a liar in the blood of Jesus, and for all the
families
that's going.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence, Lord God, as humble as we know how. We thank you, Lord God, that you've heard the request from your servant, praise God, Prophet Bird. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you want her to be well. You want her to be in good health, Lord God. And we thank you that you've already given us an answer. You've given us that which pertains to life and godliness. You've given us, Lord God, the healing scriptures, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You sent us, Lord God, Psalms 107 and verse 20. Praise God. Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verse 25, and 1 Peter 2:24. Where, Lord God, with your stripes, the stripes that Jesus took, is so that we're healed. So we pray in agreement with Prophet Bird in Jesus' name for that right knee. We cancel the assignment of that devil that's trying to interfere with her good and divine health. And we pray, Father God, that the healing, virtuous healing power of God be released in that leg, that right knee and that leg, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. We come against any arthritic condition. We say the arthritic condition is under the blood of Jesus. We come against inflammation. And Holy Spirit of the living God, I thank you that you remind us that there are some things that maybe some things that we eat that aggravate our bodies in Jesus' name. But we yet plead the blood of Jesus and we bind up all of this stuff that's not of you, Father God, because you want her to be able to walk. If she's going to the Grand Canyon, you want her to be able to get around real good. So we plead the blood of Jesus against that, Lord God, stiffness and that swelling in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus for divine healing. And Holy Spirit, if there's something different that she should be doing, then I pray that you will reveal that to her and let it be something simple in Christ Jesus' name. I just love you, Lord God, because you want us well. And I thank you that you've already given us, Lord God, your word, which when heaven and earth pass away, your word is still going to stand. So we stand on the promises of God, and we claim healing in agreement with her in Jesus' name, and we bless you for it. Thank you for this trip, Lord God. Bless her and her family that's going to travel on Sunday, Lord God. Give them safe travels, Lord God, your angels to be in camp. Lord God, they're to and from. And Lord God, as the Holy Spirit lead them, let them take masks and wear masks if they need to in Christ Jesus' name. Lord God, just give them wisdom, but give them safe travels and let them enjoy themselves. Hallelujah. Thank you for, she read Isaiah 61. Hallelujah. I heard the great exchange. You give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you so much, Lord God. Bless this woman of God, your great servant, in Jesus' name, and strengthen and meet all her needs in Christ Jesus' name. Let her not suffer, Lord God, with this situation that the enemy has cropped up. So we bind up the hands of the wicked one in Christ Jesus, and we pray in Christ Jesus that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop every bit of assignment and work that the enemy is trying to do to keep her, Lord God, from being in the best of health in Jesus' name. Bless all and her family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request before we close? Praise God. We thank God for everyone and the powerful prayers. I tell you, if God was just going deep into some prayers and we're standing on God's word concerning every situation and circumstance. And we pray, glory to God, for Pastor Apostle Mitchell. She'll be our next speaker on the second Sunday of November. And then we'll have our lineup, glory to God, from then on of the rest of the November and December for the rest of the prayer warriors in their endeavors in speaking. Thank God again for Sister Laura, Sister Rachel, and Pastor Sims last night on faith. Glory to God, in the different areas and the topics that God had given them and how God blessed and moved. Pray you continue to be rich. Thank God again. Glory to God for all that was on the line, and praise God for everyone. Thank God we had a good lineup tonight. Praise the Lord for all that did come on, and those pray that their word just penetrate their spirits for whatever it was in the prayers and whatever you needed for your healing, encouragement, and faith. That it was blessed tonight, glory to God, even through the mighty prayers that was prayed. And anyone that desired that's on the guest list, that's on
blogtalkradio.com/ Divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection, and you can go back and listen to all the episodes and listen to the word for last night. And after an hour, you can listen to the prayers of the night for whoever didn't come on. I mean, if you didn't come on earlier. I bless the Lord for you. Encouragement. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for the prayers in the name of Jesus. And I bless God and pray God's blessings upon Pastor Bird as they go out, since we won't be hearing it from them. Praise God for a little bit, since they'll leave out on the 5th. Bless God. Amen. And for all of those that have any appointments with the doctor or however, we thank God for praying to Dr. Jesus first, but we thank God for no misdiagnosis or mishaps or whatever for any appointments or any surgeries, as we pray, glory to God, for Sister Teresa, that she will go through her thyroid, glory to God. And thank God for that miracle and that kidney and everything going wonderfully well and continue to do so. But we thank God, bless the Lord, that she will go through it and come out of it, and God be glorified for the testimony of what he's doing. In the meantime, be blessed, be encouraged, and have a good night. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Thank you all so much.
Shalom.
Thank God for Mother Alexander and Mother McCormick calling me. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom. Love you.
God
give
the glory.
Praise
the great thing.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Glory to God. Do it and will do. Hallelujah. My God reigns. Have a blessed night.
Amen.
Shalom.